you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg lighting up the room this morning.
Yes.
Second one this morning. I smell a little bit, but we had the door open that last break for a little bit.
Just thought that was fresh.
Early one he destroyed.
Didn't occur to me till last night that the American League Divisional Series is the Orange Juice Series. You got Tropicana Field and Minute Maid.
Man, that's a fun fact.
Competing orange juices.
Yeah.
Yo.
And one of them is one of the worst facilities in baseball, and one of them's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I've not been to either.
I've been to that one in Houston.
I've been outside the one in Tampa.
Although
it looks stupid, too.
Is it Houston's park that has that weird little hill in center field?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Stupid.
Yeah. That's old school. That's old school.
No, they could have flattened it there.
Well, it was Enron Field to start, so I remember that. They had a lot of extra money to just pile into places. let's put it in center field. Nobody will know.
Let's put a hill here, right? Yeah.
I mean, if they painted it orange to look like an orange for Minute Maid Field, maybe I would make sense.
But it still shouldn't rise up.
But I never got that.
Yeah.
That stadium outside is one of those,
I saw the Houston one. Is it cool?
Yeah, it is cool.
It's like a big building, though, basically. Right?
That is it.
Yeah.
It's one of those, if you don't know where you're going, you assume I'll find the ballpark.
Right.
It'll be easy. But if that's one of them, you would not find the ballpark, probably.
It's 1,000 degrees there all summer. That's why they got to keep a roof on
they
it.
They got
right?
the roof. Yeah.
Is the roof open?
Oh, they can, yeah.
Okay,
I think, I think it's one of those.
That's retractable.
It's like a 7-minute roof or something. Yeah. I think that was one of the first around.
Is Tampa a retractable? Or is that
I don't know.
No, that's all the time.
It's a big old Metro Dump kind of style thing.
It looks like an old dome.
Yeah. Baseball inside sucks.
Yeah.
Never saw one.
Unless it's cold.
Well, I saw Seattle when they were still in the Kingdome.
But baseball in 20-degree weather in October sucks, too.
That's worse.
That is worse.
That's worse, right.
That is worse.
They keep the lid on
if the Yankees get in there.
Arizona most of the time, even in the fall, even when it's nice out, they rarely open it up. And I never understood that.
Mr. Evans.
I know they keep the...
Nick Allen a little later on.
The lid on the football field so it's noisier for home games. They don't open that up very often. Mm-hmm. This weekend would be if they're playing.
Well, I was down there. I saw the Fiesta Bowl, Penn State, Washington. I was in that stadium, and it was one of the most gorgeous days. First of all, everybody came from Pennsylvania and Washington, so they wanted Phoenix weather, and they got it. It was beautiful that day.
They had it open.
And we're all tailgating outside and having a great time. We all had to
walk inside.
At 3, at like 2 in the afternoon, we all had to walk inside.
Oh, man.
I'm thinking, this sucks.
Dang it,
man. Can we just open the damn door? People were here to see. We're here. Everybody's from the north.
The roof wasn't open?
No, the roof was closed.
On New Year's Day?
Roof was closed.
By
the way, not a cloud in the sky. And 75 degrees outside.
I don't get that. Because it's,
I didn't either.
The
and
Cardinals
I was bummed.
Aren't playing. They don't need the noise. Open it up for the tourists.
For the tourists, right. It was just Penn State and Washington fans.
We're going to get these Yankees good.
Yeah.
We're going to get these Northerns.
Nobody wanted to go inside. I don't want to go inside. I didn't want to go inside.
They're out here for our weather. Let's put them inside a building.
Yeah. I want to go see the Steelers there. And it'll be beautiful in Phoenix in December, but we'll probably walk inside. Because the Cardinals want to close, right? The Cardinals close that thing, right?
Yeah, two baseball playoff games today, by the way, NLDS.
Born on this date, however, dead now. Bass player for the Who?
Who?
Pete Entwistle.
No,
John.
John Entwistle.
Entwistle.
Pete Townsend.
John Lennon. Also born on this date, however dead now, and Peter Tosh.
Of the Whalers.
Of the Whalers. All born on this date.
Man, that's a pretty heavy rock and roll star day, man.
Yeah.
That might be one of the top ones I've heard. 3 in 1 day. Different years, though,
although,
right?
Peter Tosh was murdered, wasn't he?
If I remember correctly,
died of cancer?
Yeah.
I thought he was a cancer guy.
No.
Murdered by cancer.
Well, he was.
I think someone killed him.
I think the same kind of guys killed him. It's like the same guys that tried to kill Marley.
Oh.
They invaded Marley's house. A lot of gangs down in Jamaica.
Didn't Tosh and Marley not get along eventually, though?
Yeah, they were friends originally, and then they split up a little bit.
Murdered during a home invasion. There it be.
That was it,
By cancer.
And that's what happened to the home invasion with the Marley. Marley lived.
That's right.
Right.
And then cancer killed him.
Right, right.
Toe cancer.
Right.
Toe cancer.
Yep. Get that check, kids.
Toe cancer.
Yeah, I know.
He looked like he was 70 years old.
Yep.
He was like 34.
Right. Great documentary. I'm watching a documentary now. I got halfway through last night. It's on Netflix. It's about...
Bitcoin?
No, I watched that.
No, you didn't.
I am watching this one, though. Johnny Cash.
Oh,
but it's not. It's not. It's about his early life, too. But it's also about... It starts to get into the fact... it's called Tricky Dick and Johnny Cash. How Nixon tried to co-opt the South... the good old country boy, they love me, because, you know, Nixon was kind of a racist. And he tried to suck in Johnny Cash, and because Johnny was apolitical, but he also loved everybody. And the story goes how Nixon wanted to use Johnny Cash to influence the South for the 68 and the 72 election. And it turned bad because, especially for the 72 one, because Cash... Was a hippie. I mean, he was
He liked people.
He liked people. He liked people of all races. He was against the war, and it turns out that's what the story's about. You know, Tricky Dick and Johnny Cash.
In the moment,
Johnny was cool.
Yeah,
Tricky was a dick.
I like that Johnny.
It's on Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah, I think one has a better legacy than the other.
Yeah, a little bit.
At least in my book.
Yeah.
The CDC says that sexually transmitted diseases are at an all-time high. I need gonorrhea. They saw a record high of 2.5 million cases, a 30% jump from 2013.
Yeah, I was reading the details this morning about that.
They say it's a failure of the public health system, the best in the world.
They say part of it is...
it's not the best in the world.
They also say part of it is... Well, one part is... lack of condom use. People are starting to go bareback again.
I thought it was...
People are getting tested more. And they're saying it was around for a long time, these things, but a lot of people just didn't get tested. Now we're telling everybody to get tested all the time, so that's part of it, too.
Yeah, that's just why you have the inflated numbers, because people are actually checking it out.
And the bareback situation.
You just thought you were really itchy. Yeah.
They also think it's due in part from cuts to STD programs.
Oh, yeah. We're stopping that in the government
and
now.
And decreased condom use.
Yeah. Because the president's cut a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, so chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, all making a comeback.
Man, Alaska, I think, is the league leader. I thought there would have been, Viagra, old guys, but they really didn't mention that. Because, the old guys are going to use a condom, but apparently a lot of people aren't.
Gonorrhea? Oh, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, it's gonorrhea, syphilis, and super syphilis.
Yeah, that's it.
Flies or something.
Three things.
Chlamydia.
Yeah.
Chlamydia.
Oh, chlamydia, right.
Yeah.
But there is one called super syphilis, right?
Well, yeah, that's still syphilis.
Syphilis, I know. It's more powerful than your average syphilis. Yeah. It can leap tall buildings. That's super syphilis.
And chancroid? I'm not familiar with the chancroid.
Well, remember when we were kids, chancre, that was a big word, man. Huge word.
No, this is
you got a shanker.
Yeah.
Hey, he's got a shanker.
C-H-A-N-C-R.
Yeah, but that's where shanker came from, right?
No, I think shanker starts with an S.
No, I'm just talking.
That may be what it turned into.
Yeah, but that's where the word shanker came from.
So, there.
Wear a condom, kids.
Gonorrhea infections increased by 5%.
All the chicks
record
have,
number of chlamydia.
Yeah, all the chicks have chlamydia.
Probably has nothing to do with the loss of a lot of human growth and development programs in public schools and things like that.
Planned
Parenthood and all that stuff.
STD.
Just abstain.
That is referred to in this particular article as an eroding STD prevention infrastructure.
Because we're preaching abstinence. Yeah.
That's hilarious when you do that.
Because we're legislating morality.
Such a dick.
That
man.
Was.
I skipped.
Hilarious.
That was.
And we just fell about the place, didn't we?
Man, I didn't even notice it because it wasn't you.
Rude, man.
Don't be an ass, Craig.
He is an ass.
Thanks.
What, you don't even notice it? When someone else does it.
It just sounds so much better when you do it.
Associated Press.
Ass!
See?
Don't start a stuttering battle with me.
I can't win that one.
I got a finger over here. Hi. And a thumb.
Yes, you do.
And I'm clips. Quick and I use them.
And clips he can play.
Yeah.
That is a losing battle.
Yeah. Well, what was that ad? There was an ad on SNL brought to you by, it was that game show in the beginning. Brought to you by, like, mini condoms or something like that.
Oh, it was Trojan Lils.
Trojan Lils, yeah. Because yours works like everybody, you know, yeah. Yours does the same things the big ones do.
Yeah.
and it was Kanan. Yeah, brought to you by Trojan Lil, L-I-L. Because yours does the same thing the big ones do.
That's funny. Temperatures dropping over the next few days through the central U.S. A snowstorm dropping as much as a foot of snow from the Rockies to the northern plains. Weather advisories in effect from Idaho to Minnesota, Minneapolis, perhaps getting the first snow of the season.
And that's it's a lot of people traveling up there. The Huskers playing in Minnesota this weekend.
Made
in
cold.
Denver, temperatures.
Oh, it's going to be 35 and windy. I already saw the temperature for game time for Husker fans traveling. That's brutal.
In Denver, temperatures going from 80 to 20 tonight. In Denver, temperatures going from 80 today to 20 tonight.
That's awesome. Those are fun days.
Are we getting snow here? In Omaha?
Maybe Friday morning.
Yeah, they said maybe a few Friday flakes.
Don't listen to the Facebook meteorologist.
I don't.
Yeah, we're going to get 2 feet. No, we're not.
Upwards of 0.2 inches is what I saw.
They did say, though, that tomorrow afternoon it's supposed to drop like 25 degrees in the afternoon.
And 45 Friday, right?
Yeah.
High?
40, 45, yeah.
Wichita going to cool off, too?
I would assume,
is it dipping that far south?
I don't know. They got better temperatures than we do.
They do.
All year round.
Just like five hours.
Yeah. Just 5 hours. Yeah. Yeah. Look at their crappy weather. But not like we get.
Top five stage for chlamydia.
All right. Are we in there?
No.
Gotta work harder.
Yeah. Come on.
No. We're all below
the
national
average.
Is it
per capita or?
Per capita.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Rates per 100,000.
Okay.
Number one, Alaska. Then Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, and New Mexico.
All like educationally struggling states.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. The U.S. average or the U.S. median somehow would work in about number 21 or so, 22.
Yeah. Apparently the whores of Dutch Harbor are doing their job.
That's right. You want a duck fart?
I love that book. The Whores of Dutch Harbor.
Dutch Harbor.
Yeah. It's a classic.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Top five gonorrhea states.
Oh, yeah.
Gonorrhea. Alaska at number two on that one.
Mississippi beats them there.
Mississippi beats them there. At number three at South Carolina, then Alabama and Louisiana. New Mexico.
Alabama's going down! We're going to wrap up and go to Alabama, Todd.
Yeah, you do.
Well, we're not going to have sex.
And for the primary and the secondary syphilis, well, with other people.
Yeah. Right. Just continue to spread your own things between each other.
Super syphilis.
And the top state for primary and secondary syphilis, Nevada.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what happened? Syphilis stays in Vegas.
Followed by California.
Oh, different.
And then Mississippi, Georgia, and Arizona.
Why is that one so different, I wonder?
I don't know. That's syphilis, right?
Yeah, Craig mentioned earlier, it's because a lot of people are getting tested. So you're going to see a surge in results.
Right.
But, I mean, in those states were different than the first two.
Right, right.
Like, why'd California and Nevada get in there all of a sudden?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because California, I still think you have access to places that can test you.
Yeah, they'll free. Yeah, they'll, yeah.
It may have something to do with that.
They do things.
But
they don't play.
Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, all below the national averages. So they need to step up their STD game.
All right. Huh. Yeah. Wrap it up, kids.
That's how you get more recruits.
Yeah.
You fucking kid.
Yeah.
Juicy. That is tasty, man.
That is bad, isn't it?
That's harsh.
I just went to like yawn or sneeze or something, and it all stopped. It just stopped.
I saw it real time too.
I don't know if I was going to cough or what happened, but I had to inhale to do whatever my body needed to do, and my body said no.
Shut that
Take a
down.
Bite of this. No.
Kapuya, kapuya.
That's exactly what it said, right?
In the face.
Yeah.
A little homework for Dr. Mina. She has to explain to us the difference between primary and secondary syphilis and congenital syphilis, because the results are very different there.
Is that like secondhand syphilis? Like you just get it from being around somebody? You didn't even bang them?
I don't think that happens.
Yeah, that's what people say. It's an excuse.
You're thinking of congenital syphilis.
Or pink eye.
I don't think that exists.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I just thought it was like secondhand smoke, like somebody was blowing syphilis in your general
must
direction.
Towards Petey. I didn't get that one. Or my body's starting to acclimate. You spray and you can hear the spray. What'd you eat last night?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm not saying we should know. We don't know why we have gas.
Judging from when I was in there earlier, I think it might have been roadkill.
You see his face. I've never seen him smile
so
like
happy.
That.
He's so pleased with himself.
I know I am.
It's a good one, Craig.
He is delighted. Yeah. Thank you.
Good job, coach.
I saw Petey's eyes water in real time. It was hilarious.
That was a funny second. Right?
I know you went, oh, jeez.
I don't even remember what I had to do. But like, it got stopped.
But you don't have to anymore.
Don't need to do it.
Out of Gaston, North Carolina, the Gaston Gazette is reporting on an assistant principal, 34-year-old Lisa Rothwell, reportedly doing the SOTOM in the, the full-on with a boy who attended her school.
SOTOM?
What'd she look like? I think I saw the photo.
I forget.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
She looked fine.
Yeah, if she wasn't mugshot unhappy, she'd probably be fairly decent.
How old was the dude?
Unclear. The age of the victim is unclear.
17, the information I'm getting.
Oh, okay. So then you may have gotten this since I did.
This is from Inside Edition. Very credible source.
17-year-old boys are young men, basically.
Yeah, her bond is set at $1 million. She's been a teacher for 10 years. Mm-hmm. She has worked as...
Oh, yeah. She's
she's frightening.
Yeah.
She has worked as an exceptional children teacher.
Oh, smart kids.
Since 2014.
Smart kids or special kids?
I've given you the information I have.
I think they use exceptional probably for special kids.
Aren't they all?
Well, they're probably not calling a bunch of smart kids exceptional because that sounds elitist.
Right. We don't need to heap any more praise
exactly.
on that.
Exactly. So exceptional. My wife works with special kids. She used to last year at school, and that might have been a term they would have used.
Yeah, she does that at home, too.
Yeah.
Special adult.
Just one dude.
Special adult. And I'm exceptional.
He's a handful, though.
I'm exceptional.
Right. She tells you you're a special dude all the time.
All the time. Honey, you're so special.
My special little guy.
Yeah. Works for me.
That's it right there.
Works for me. Works for me.
She pats his head.
That's a lot of patting.
Yeah.
Big friggin' head.
Yeah. Says the guy with the big head.
Yeah. Well, she's got the catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
She can borrow Ryder's catcher's
mitt. Right, right.
That almost, almost fits the full head.
You can check this.
Check out the photo.
She's up on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, Petey had a picture where she was smiling and
I found one.
Crazy eyes. She definitely had crazy eyes. Yeah.
Very scary. I think that's the same one I'm looking at.
She's not bad looking, but she had crazy eyes.
She looked fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just frightening.
But the mugshot, what'd you put up the mugshot?
I put up the smiling crazy eyes one.
All right. 17. He's just bummed she got busted. Because no more of those.
She was his special guy.
Yes. Oh, but he was a special kid. Oh, that does make that work.
It does.
That does make it worse. He's not a football player. He's a guy on the whatever.
We don't know that.
You said exceptional.
No, all we said was that's what she teaches.
Oh, you think it could have been somebody else?
It could have been anybody.
That's true, yeah.
Could have been anybody.
So, Tom.
Damn.
That's how you sounded when Craig lit up the room there a little while ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Nick Allen a little later on.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.